Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Polito.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomew.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, the finalists for the Australian Game Developer Awards are announced. Concord, the new PlayStation shooter, fails to make a splash. And Annapurna and Remedy team up for Control 2. Here is news for Sunday, 1st of September. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
The finalists for the Australian Game Developer Awards have been announced ahead of the awards in October during Melbourne International Game Week. Conscript by Jordan Mochi, the retro-styled horror game set in the trenches of World War I leads the pack with 6 nominations, with Diets and Deities by Larrikin Interactive and Playside's Kill Knight both picking up 4 apiece. These 3 will all vie for the coveted Game of the Year when they take to the stage on the 9th of October. And if you want a list of good Aussie games to buy, basically just work your way through all the categories. We'll chuck that link in the show notes.
Speaking of Games Week, the announcements keep on coming, with Yoshi P himself, Naoki Yoshida, the creative director of Final Fantasy XIV, hosting a talk at ACMI. Weta Workshop will be out from Aotearoa, New Zealand, to share the making of the cozy Hobbit-themed Tales of the Shire, and will be giving a couple of talks at PAX Australia. And I know those funny kids at Massive Monster love a stunt, but apparently they are hosting a couple of legit Cult of the Lamb-themed weddings at PAX Oz too. Like, full-blown legal weddings. Love to see it. It's turning out to be quite a fun week in October, so make sure you keep an eye on Sifter for more details.
Nintendo was back this week with another Direct, this time a joint partner and Indie World Showcase, and there are a couple games that I'm super hyped for. Coffee Talk is back with a new installment, Coffee Talk Tokyo. Set in Japan, you'll get to chat and learn more about your customers, both human and yokai, and try to nail your brewing and coffee art skills. We livestreamed the first game of the series and had a great time. It is expected to come out next year. And my favourite announcement has got to be My Sims Cozy Bundle, a game I never thought would make a reappearance. It's super chill and fun. You get to build houses for your new residents, fix up and decorate the town, create new outfits with different patterns, and so much more. I love this game as a kid, and I can't wait to get back into it. It's out in November.
And my favourite announcement was the release date of Silksong. Just kidding. I know it's a lie. It's just to keep us complacent and consuming. The promise of Silksong release date is a capitalist tool to ensure I continue going to work and continue paying my taxes and continue to have hope in a cruel and unjust world. The Patrick Star game looked alright too. There are heaps more games to check out, so make sure you check the show notes for the full list. Concord has landed with a deafening thud after failing to reach more than 700 concurrent PC players at launch. Sony's newest live service shooter and Overwatch-killing hopeful didn't have the best run in the lead-up to launch, with a lot of hate being sent its way after a lackluster couple of trailers earlier this year. Unfortunately for Sony, that negativity has translated to some appalling player numbers at launch, with a peak of just 697 concurrent players on its opening weekend.
For context, Helldivers 2 managed to hit over 150,000 players on its opening weekend, and even Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League managed to get over 10,000, and that game was doomed from the start. And the numbers just keep dropping, sitting at over 143 players on PC at the time of recording. What a shame.
That is brutal.
Yeah. Remedy Entertainment, the team behind Control and Alan Wake, is joining forces with Annapurna Pictures for its upcoming game. It had already been announced that a sequel to the action-adventure game was on the way, But in a recent press release, it was announced that Annapurna would be funding half the development budget for this game.
The collaboration with Annapurna Pictures also means there is potential for film and TV adaptations of both Control and Alan Wake. Nothing has officially been confirmed, but with Remedy's games heavily influenced by film and TV and the popularity of Alan Wake 2, we've got our fingers crossed. Although, wasn't that game pretty much a movie in itself or anyway?
Yeah, it kind of was.
And in some late-breaking news at the time of recording, it looks like the studio behind this week's Visions of Mana might be shutting down already. Tencent and NetEase Japan launched their first mainline Mana game developed by Alka Studios, and it was gaining some really nice reviews. Most of the developers have been sacked, and apparently the rest of the studio is not far behind.
The Chinese companies, according to reporting from Bloomberg, are reportedly moving away from their Japanese-based studios entirely, so maybe this will be the last Mana game in a long while. The hits just keep on coming with the game development this year.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week, and there are a fair few to look forward to.
On Tuesday is Harry Potter Quidditch Champions. Harry Potter fans have been waiting 20 years for another standalone Quidditch game, and I hope this one can live up to the hype. Pick it up on all platforms on the 3rd, except for the Switch, which is coming later in the year.
Also out on the 3rd is Sumerian 6, a real-time tactical stealth game set in World War II. You control a team of experimental scientist soldiers to infiltrate enemy lines and take down the Nazis using a fantastic blend of magic and technology. It's out exclusively to PC this Thursday.
Age of Mythology Retold is a remaster of the 2002 hit and brings modern graphics and design features and a newly recorded symphonic version of the classic soundtrack. Grab it on PC and Xbox Series S and X on the 4th.
Basket Boys and Basket Girls, get ready for Basketball, the video game 2025. NBA 2K25 brings more of the sweet hoops action, and you too can enjoy spending millions of dollars on your favorite team by sampling the DLC. Find that on all platforms on the 4th of September.
Out on Friday, we are getting the Ace Attorney Investigations Collection, which contains full HD remasters of both the Investigations games. Find on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One.
Also out Friday is the hotly anticipated Astrobot. What started off as a free tech demo that came with PS5 has turned into a full-blown game, and it looks fantastic. It's out exclusive to the PS5 on the 6th. And is looking good enough to almost get me to buy a PS5, but obviously not in this economy.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Guess what? If you want to show your support for Walkthrough, you can give us a rating and review right in the Pocket Cast app. Jump into the show in your library and hit that satisfying 5-star rating. 5 juicy stars for your favorite video game news podcast Walkthrough. Thanks, Gianni. Head to Pocket Cast now to show the love and give Walkthrough a 5-star review.
Sifter is produced by Kyle Paletto, myself, Adam Christou, Courtney Smith, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who's also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica Australia and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Star Wars Outlaws gives you a unique look at a galaxy far, far away, with a focus on the scheming, unforgiving criminal underworld.
I thought, when playing originally, that Nyx would have been sort of like something I'd use occasionally, but it became pretty integral to the gameplay. You're kind of always like looking at the angles and seeing, well, okay, what can I do over here? How can I cause a distraction? Do I want to set an explosion off over there to draw attention over there? Or do I want to use that explosive barrel to blow up a few enemies? So, you know, there's a quite an interesting variety in the way that you can approach each particular, which I found really fun. When it breaks bad, you're just like, all right, here we go. It's a Star Wars time.
So does it deliver on its galactic size potential? Find out on Drop Rate, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.